Today's shir is Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, as we continue to discuss the halachas of Baal Tolim. Tells us the Gemara, Tana Banaim L'Chaveroi. Somebody asks somebody else, Tzei U'Scholei Bi'Alim. Go and hire workers on my behalf. Shneim, both the employer and the shliach, ena over mishum baal tolin, both of them will not violate the issa baal tolin. And then explain, zelafi shle sachron, the employer, because he didn't actually hire them, so if he didn't hire them, he's not going to be over baal tolin. The zep, and the shliach, lefish ein pelosoi etzloi, they're not working for him. And since they're not working for him, he cannot be held responsible for baal tolin in such a situation. Says the Gemara, Hechidami, or ask the Gemara, exactly what is the case that we are discussing? Idamluhu, if the shliach said to the workers, Scharchem alai, that I'm responsible to pay you your wages, the sochrei alav, and he's going to, since he's obligated, he's obligated, and therefore he should be chayef for baal tolin. The Tanya, because the Gemara says we learn in a brisa, somebody hires a worker to work for him, but instead of showing him my field, my property, my business that needs to be worked on, he shows him somebody else's property. So now it turns out that the person who hired this worker really did not have any benefit from this worker. So the halach is, the person who hired him has to pay him in full. And then he takes from the person that the work was actually done by him, what he benefit. Now, there's a discussion in the Rishonim how we evaluate this benefit. The Pashup Pshat, this way Rashi explains, how much are workers who do this job entitled to pay? I would have, and it was of my field that benefited from him, so I would have had to hire a worker to do this job, and that's why I have to pay these workers this amount. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Shin Lamed Beis, Sif Aleph teaches us that if the worker did more than is normally expected, so it's not just that I have to pay him what is the standard wage for this job, I have to pay him even more because he did even more than is expected. The Shach, however, points out that we have to evaluate, is this something that happens on a fairly regular basis? Is this something that happens that workers sometimes do extra and get paid extra? And then I would indeed have to pay that extra amount. But if it's not that type of situation, where even if they do better, they don't necessarily get paid more, I would not have to pay. It says, the Ramah disagrees. And Ramah says that since I didn't actually hire this worker, so my level of responsibility is less. It means that if my level of responsibility is less, even if he did more than is expected, and maybe he would get paid normally more, since that wasn't contracted between us, that I don't have to pay. So the Rishonim asked a question. The Gemara said, what is the case that we are speaking about when somebody was not hired by the employer, he was only hired by a shliach. And the Gemara said, where the shliach said that he will take responsibility. So the Rishonim asked, and then the Gemara brought a raya from the case where I hired a worker, but he didn't work in my field, he worked in somebody else's field. Why, asked the Rishonim, does the Gemara have to go through this elaborate situation? If I hired people, and I promised that I would pay them, of course I'm responsible to pay. Why does the Gemara have to bring this proof. So the Sefer Binyan David explains that this case where I'm hiring on behalf of somebody else, I'm not considered the employer. I'm only, even though I took responsibility, I'm only considered an orev, a guarantor. And the halacha that we've been learning, we're learning and we'll continue learning, the halacha about talin was said to an employer and not to a orev. And therefore one would think that in such a situation, I would not be chayiv. That's why the Gemara brings the raya that even if I hired somebody and he's working for somebody else, it's enough that I should be held and he works for somebody else, I'm held responsible. Says the Gemara, Bla tzricha. Says the Gemara, so again, the question is, if I said to workers, even if they're not working for me, they're working for someone else, that I'm responsible, of course I'm going to be responsible. So what's the case that we're speaking about? The tricha, the case here is Damar Scharchma Balabais. I said I'm hiring you for somebody else, and I said that he will be responsible. And the Gemara is teaching us that in this case where I said that I'm hiring you on somebody else's on behalf of someone else, I'm not responsible, nor will he be responsible. So the Rishonim asked the question. Why not? Why is this any different from the case that we always say, from the halacha that we always say, shlucha shalanu kamaisai? So if I ask you to hire somebody on my behalf, I should be held responsible because of the halacha of shlucha shalanu. So I saw that the Rishonim suggest that why is there a din about talin? Or when is there a din about talin? The din of ben talin, Tosfos Rit says this. When is the din of talin applicable? The din of talin is applicable in a situation where the workers hear from me directly that I am hiring you to work for me and I will be responsible to pay you. In such a case, they rely on me, and when I don't come through and pay in way I'm supposed to, I'm over talin. But in a case where it's not me directly hiring you, so in such a case, they don't have that level of reliance on the employer, and therefore, the halacha is that he, therefore, in such a case, the halacha is that he won't be responsible. The Tosfos points out that even though in a case where my shliach hired workers, and he said that that I'm held responsible, I won't be over batalin. The Rishonim point out, as we learned in our previous year, there's another lav that that Chazal instituted, and that's the lav of Baal Tisha, that you're not allowed to delay paying somebody. So even though there is no halacha in this case of batalin, the Rishonim suggests that there will be a lav of Baal Tisha, a lav derabbanan. Says the Gemara, Yehuda Mareima had to hire workers, and he was concerned that he won't be able to pay on time. And as Tosfos explains, not that Chas v'Sholom Yehuda ben Mareima wanted to violate the lav of batalin, not that he didn't want to pay his workers as he's obligated to pay his workers. Rather, what happened here was he wanted a guarantee that if something came up, he should not violate the issur about batalin. So what he did was, to avoid this problem, Amalei L'shame, he said to his assistant, Zil Agar, Lipayalim, you go hire workers on my behalf, and Emelhu, and when you hire them, say, Scharchem HaBalabayis, and therefore the halacha that we've been learning in our shir, the halacha of Baal Tolan, there won't be this of Baal Tolan, but as I said, the Rishonim say, there will be the halacha of Baal Tisha. And again, as I said, the Rishonim point out, it's not that you're allowed to do this. You just want to be able to not be over the Baal Tolan on a technicality. And similarly, says the Gemara, Merema Mazutra Agraladadi. If they needed employees, they would each hire for the other one. And the reason they would do so is that they shouldn't be over, they shouldn't have a problem of being over Baal Tolan. Amar Avar Afuna, Hani Shuka the Surah. The people that have businesses in Surah. And the Pashpasha in the Gemara is that in Surah, people would accumulate merchandise and they would wait to the market day till about Tolan. Until then, they didn't have the ability to pay. So now the question is, Lo'avri Mishum Bal Tolan. In such a case, even though they don't pay the workers in a timely fashion, they're still not over Bal Tolan. Because Meidi Yodi, Dal Yom De Shukas Sumicha, the workers know that they're not going to get paid until the market day. When they took on the job, they took it on that condition, and therefore there's no Isser about Tolan. And which means is as follows, that not only they're not over about Tolan on the payday that we're going, that we learned that we're going to learn that you have to pay, but even if the, when the time to pay them comes, and now they're obligated to pay, they don't have to pay. They don't have the Isser about Tolan. Because the Isser about Tolan only applies, this about Tolan only applies on the day of, on the work day. So now the Rishonim discuss what is going to be the halacha, well, when I hire the worker with the understanding that I won't pay him on payday because I'm waiting for the market day. What happens when I actually had the money? So even if I had the money and I had the ability to pay, the Rishonim say, since this was the stipulation and this was the understanding that I'm not paying on the time that I normally have to pay, the halacha is that I won't be chayiv for Bal Tolan, because that was the agreement that we made. The Meiri disagrees. And the Meiri disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says that under the circumstances that we just discussed, you will never be over Bal Tolan. Because even when the payday that you're supposed to pay does ultimately come, you're not chayiv Bal Tolan on that day. Meiri disagrees. The Meiri says, what you're able to do in this Gemara is push off the Bal Tolan, that the Bal Tolan isn't on the day when he finishes the job, the Bal Tolan's on the market day. But when the market day comes, there is an Isser of Bal Tolan. That you can't avoid. And now says the Gemara, Avim Shem Bal Tisha, the other Aveira Bal Tisha, Vadi Oiver. That, if you delay, once you have to pay, that you're over Bal Tisha. That means once the day of paying comes, even if, as Rashi explains, there's no Bal Tolan, there's going to be Bal Tisha. The Meiri, however, disagrees that if the employer has the ability to pay before the market day, so even though he stipulated that he's not going to be held responsible, and by making that stipulation, he won't be chayiv Bal Tolan, but the Meiri says if he has the ability to pay and he doesn't pay, so even though he was able to avoid the Isser of Bal Tolan, he isn't able to avoid the Isser of Bal Tisha. That's the Meiri takes in both of these questions a stricter approach. And this question is relevant to another question, something that we've already discussed. What would be the halacha if somebody is supposed to get paid on Friday? He finishes the work on Friday. So as we're learning, and we'll continue learning, if somebody finishes working on Friday, you have to pay him Friday evening. Obviously, you can't pay him Friday evening. So Friday by day, you don't have a chiyuv to pay yet. This about Tolan doesn't kick in until Friday night. But according to the Meiri, the Issa about Tisha would kick in immediately. Because from here we're seeing that you're never allowed to be over. Whatever you could pay your worker, even if technically there is no Bal Tolan, there is an Isser about Tisha. And in fact, I saw the Stipler has a discussion. If what's the halacha, if you know that this is what's going to happen, is that considered that you put yourself into a situation to avoid a mitzvah, or to avoid the mitzvah b'yomitit and scharei, the avera Bal Tolan, or since now you are oinus, and you're not obligated to pay, then you won't be considered that you violated the Isser of, that you violated an Isser. Seir Shchos, so we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody was hired for a number of hours, so the Mishnah said, Goy v'kol ha'layla v'kol ha'yayim. And now the Gemara begins to discuss, What are the obligations of paying an hourly worker? Amar Rav, Schir Shas Dayim, if somebody was hired to work a number of hours during the day, and he finishes the job before the day is over, Goyva Kol Hayom, he has to be paid before night, before the Shkia. If he was hired to work at night, Schir Shas Dalila, and he finished working before the night is up, so the loch is Goyva Kol Hayom, you have to pay before night is over, before Dalois. Tanan, the Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. He says, Schir Shas Dayim. Yes, he agrees with Rav when you have a Schir Shas Dayim that he gets paid. You have to pay him before the day is up. Goyva Kol Hayom. However, Schir Shas Dalila, if somebody was hired to work some hours by night, says Shmuel, Daloch will be Goyva. He could collect the salary. You're obligated to pay him Kol Hayom. Kol Hayom, you have the whole night, the balance of the night and the whole day till the Shkia to pay him up. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara a question on the opinion of Rav. Tanan, we just quoted the words of our Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, that you could collect the whole day and the whole night. So isn't that speaking about the case that Shmuel just indicated? And it clearly says here that Goyva Kol Halayla Kol Hayom, not like Rav that says that if he works by night, he has to be paid up by the morning. Tiyufta de Rav. Amlach Rav, responds Rav, the way to understand the Mishnah is Litzdodim Ketani. The Mishnah is speaking about two separate cases. And the Mishnah is saying, the Mishnah should be divided into two phrases. Schir Shas Dayim, if somebody working by hour, by day, the halacha is Goyva Kol Hayom. And Schir Shas Dalila, Goyva, such an employee, Goyva Kol Halayla, collects all night. Tanan asked the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if somebody was hired by the week, by the month, by the year, for 7 years, if he ends his doing his job by day, so you have to pay him before the day is up, before Shkia. If he finishes his job by night, so it says clearly that if your job ends by night, you don't have to be paid by the morning. You can have the whole day afterwards to be paid. It says the Gemara Amalek Rav. Rav says Tanaihi, that we have to say it's a machlokes Tanoim, and he's going to hold like the Tana that, like he said. There is a machlokes in the Mefarshim. Does the Gemara now have to walk away from the teretz that the Gemara gave Litzdodim? The Gemara asked the question from the Mishnah on Rav. And the Gemara said, let's start them, that we have to divide the Mishnah into two phrases. Is there still a need to do it? Or there's no need to say that anymore, because now we have a Tana that Rav that follows the Rav is following that opinion. And we'll just say that Rav is following that Tana. Amalek Rav, and says Rav Tanoihi. My opinion, this is a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanan Schir Shas Dayim, Goyva Kol Hayom. The Schir Shas Dalila, if somebody worked by the hour by night, Goyva Kol Hayom. You have to pay him up by the morning. Devar Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Aimer, Schir Shas Dayim Goyva Kol Hayom. Schir Shas Dalila Goyva Kol Hayom. And therefore, Rav's opinion is going to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Mikan Amru, says the Gemara, after we've just learned how critical it is to pay a worker on a timely basis, Mikan Amru, Kol HaKovis Chasachar, if somebody doesn't pay his worker in a timely fashion, over b'chamishavitz, halalu he's over the following five lavin, mishum b'atasha k'sreyacha, v'osei, and he's over also mitzvah osei, mishum b'atasha k'sreyacha, u'mishum b'atigzol, u'mishum b'atasha k'schor oni, u'mishum b'atolin, u'mishum b'yomitit in schorei, that's the mitzvah osei, and mishum leitavai alav ha-shemesh, and the loch of leitavai alav ha-shemesh. Says the Gemara, is that true that one person could be over all of these lavin? For Hanidik could be a mama. There's some situations that apply only for a worker who works by day, for Lek Belaila, but do not apply for a worker who's working by night. And vice versa, there's some of these lavin that apply for the Lek Belaila, for the worker who works by night, Lek Bayoima. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, there's nobody that's over all of the lavin. What the Gemara means to say is, l'shem schiris ba'alma. When you have an employee, there's so many lavin that could be over. But of course, not in all cases will you be over all. Not in all cases will you be over the lavin. We learned besides the lavin, there's a mitzvah to say a biyoma tita and tscharoi. But when are you mekayim the biyoma tita and tscharoi? Is after your employee finishes working for you. At that point, you have a halacha biyoma tita and tscharoi. You have to pay your worker. But that chiv doesn't come until he finished his job. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim says, and Chavetz Chaim, who wrote the Sefer Havas Chesed, that a big part of the Sefer is devoted to these halachas of paying workers properly and on time, says, you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Yom Titin Scharoi. How are you Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Yom Titin Scharoi? Paying him when you're supposed to pay him. If you pay him before you're supposed to pay him, you won't fulfill the mitzvah b'yom titen tzchorei. Therefore, the Chavetz Chaim, if he used to take a taxi, used to take a wagon, he would be careful to only pay after he was taken to the destination he was traveling to. So I saw that the Sefer Shukei Chemed discusses that in Israel, they have a sherut. Sherut is that there's a van that many people travel in that van from one city to another city. And the minhag ha-makom is that they pay as soon as you get into the car, as soon as you get into the van. And the question he says is, but you lose the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah of b'yoy metita and tzcharoi. So he says that if at all possible, you should try to do, you should pay not immediately. If you're traveling from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, he says that as soon as you should wait to pay until you leave Bnei Brak, or until you leave Yerushalayim. Why? Because as soon as you're out of the town, then the driver can't get somebody else to take your place. Since at that point the driver can't get anyone else to take your place, so you're gonna have to pay for that seat no matter what, and at that point you're chayiv. The Stechemet quotes Reb Chaim Vital. He says that just like we know that somebody on Shabbos, each one of us receive an Sham Yisera, so too, somebody who is careful to pay his worker on a timely fashion is Mekayim the Mitzvah, B'yom Etit and Tzcharoi. He says the Rosh Tevis of B'yom Etit and Tzcharoi is Shabbos. Just like somebody on Shabbos, we all get a Shama Yisera, by fulfilling the mitzvah B'yom Titan Tzcharoi, it's another way to get a Shama Yisera. So we said that somebody who doesn't pay his worker on a timely fashion, the Brisa just said he's chayiv for Oishik. What does that mean? Ask the Gemara, Ezo Oishik ve'ezo Gezel. What does Oishik mean and what does Gezel mean? Because as the Gemara we learned earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Samach Aleph, taught us, we don't need the pasuk of Leisigzoil to teach us the halacha that you're not allowed to steal. Because we can learn that halacha through a combination of Isseribis and Isseinor. So what does this come to teach us? It comes to teach us that you're not allowed to hold back your worker's salary. But now the Gemara wants to know what is Oishig and what is Skozel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Leich v'shov, somebody who keeps on pushing off his employee, lech v'shuv, lech v'shuk, zeh oishik. If somebody says any noisin, he just refuses to pay what he's obligated to pay, says the Gemara, zehu gezel, that's considered gezel. Maskel Rav Sheshis, how can we say that pushing off your worker from paying the salary you owe him is oishik? The pasuk says, nefesh ki sechta, umol amol ba Hashem, the kichesh ba misa be pekodim be chumas yad or be gozel or oishek es hamisai. So says the Gemara. So we see that the pasuk speaks about pekodim and oishek in the same pasuk. Ezo oishek shechayv of tarvin carbon. What is the case that there's a chiv kirvin shvu by oishek? Dumi the pekodim. What is the case that yechayv a carbon oil of a yared by shvus pekodim? The case is where somebody approaches you and says, you're holding something of mine. And then the person says, swears falsely that he isn't, and then he admits. That's the case, that's the case that of that's the case of Oishik. The point being made that the Torah puts Pekodin and Oishik together. What is the Torah trying to do by putting Oishik and Pekodin together? The Torah HaKadosh is trying to teach us that both of them, that just like Pekodin means a total denial, Oishik presumably means a total denial. So the question is, how could you have just said, ask the Gemara, just like the Pekodin means the Kofleim and Mani, it's a total denial. So similarly, the Oishik means a total denial, not just saying Lech V'Shuv, pushing him off. El Amar of Sheshet, because of this question, Nesativ Loch, if somebody asks for salary and the employee says Nesativ Loch, that I paid you, which is not, and it's not true, that's called Oishik. Yesh Loch Biyadi, if he says, I owe you the money, however, V'eni Noisen Loch, I'm just refusing to pay you, Zeo Gezel. Mask of law, Abaye, but Abaye asks, back to the pasuk that we just quoted, Ezo Gezel Shechayv of Torah Karbon, what is the case of Gezel that's mentioned in the pasuk? Dumi the Pekodin, Beinen. What is the case of Pekodin? Where I deny, I owe you, I have your object. So just like there, it means I'm denying that you owe your object. Same thing, Gezel. Same thing here, it should mean that I'm denying. And not what you're saying, that I know I owe you, I'm just refusing to pay. Says the Gemara, Elam Abaya, Ze lois chartichem oilam. If the worker approaches the employer, and his reaction is, you never worked for me, so it's a total denial, and that's Oishik. Nesativ Loch, when he says, I already paid you, again, another example of total denial, Zeo Gezel. Asked the Gemara, Rav Sheshis, when Rav Chisda suggested that the definition of Oishik means Lech V'Shuv, he keeps on pushing him off, and that's what Rav Chisda said is the definition of Oishik. So Rav Sheshis asked the question, how could you say that based on the way we learned that pasuk? Asked the Gemara, just like Rav Sheshis asked on Rav Chisda's interpretation of Oishik, that it can't mean Lech V'Shuv. So why didn't he ask when Rav Sheshis said Gezel, that means Yesh Lecha B'Yadi Ve'Eni Noisen Loch, he should have also asked that why didn't Rav Sheshis ask immediately that can't be the definition. Mashna Gezel D'Loi Kashalei Amloch. So Rav Sheshis says that the Gazle, the way of Kefil, or the way of Gezel, that he's denying, it's speaking about a case, the Gazle. First he said, Yesh Lech B'Yadi V'Eni Noisen Loch, but that alone cannot be the definition of Gazle. Because if that alone is the definition of Gazle, it doesn't work with that pasuk. Because that pasuk is speaking about total denial. But what happened after he first said that I'm not paying you, then the Kafre, he denied totally that he owes him any money. Ask the Gemara if that's the way he explains Yocha Fila Oishik, so why doesn't he say that that's the way he's going to explain Oishik? Instead of reinterpreting Oishik, saying the Sativ Loch, why don't we say that first he pushed him off, told him Lech V'Shuv, and then he said, Hahad V'Kafre. Why do you have to reinterpret Oishik to mean? Why do you have to reinterpret Oishik to mean Yesh Lecha B'Yadai Ve'Eni Noisen Loch? Says the Gemara Hashchi Hashta. The case can't be compared. Bishla Hasam. When the Torah speaks about Gezel, let's look at the words of the pasuk. Ksiv Oy BeGezel. The Torah uses the words Oy BeGezel. What does the Torah mean with saying the words Oy BeGezel? It wasn't a Gzela from the beginning. Rather, first there was no Gzela. First he said that I owe you the money, I'm just not paying you. And then it turned into a Gezel. Mechlal. So obviously the words of the pasuk indicate that Oid Lemikara. So that's why he interprets Gezel to mean, the first he said, Yesh Lecha B'Yadi Ve'Eni Noisen Loch, and then he turned around the Kafre he denied. Aval Gabe Oishik, when we speak about Oishik, Miksiv Oy BeOishik, which would again mean that the denial did not come from the outside. The words of the Pasuk are Oishik Siv, Oishik Far from the beginning. And therefore, he can't interpret Oishik to mean that first he said Lech Vishov, first he pushed him off, and then he denied. Says the Gemara, Rava has a whole different approach how to explain Oishik V'Gezel. He says, Zeu Oishik Zeu Gezel, that actually he suggests that Oishik and Gezel are the same. But if that's the case, Lama Chilkan HaKosef, why did the Torah speak about Oishik separately and Gezel separately? Lava Lov B'Shnei Lavim, that a person should be Chayiv to Lavim. And as the Chinuch explains, that what the purpose here is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chinuch is a mitzvah reish chav ches. It's not the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to add punishments, heap punishment on the person who violates this. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in doing, in punishing us. Rather, explains the Chinuch, what the Gemara means to say is, the Torah wants to show us that there's certain things that we have to be very, very careful about. One of those things that we have to be very, very careful about is the lav of Baal Tolin. How does the Torah teach us that? By mentioning that it's more than one lav. That, and like that, we'll recognize the seriousness of this Aveira. Says the Mishnah, Echad Tzchar Adam, whether you owe a person his wages, Echad Tzchar Behema, if you owe for the animal that worked for you, Echad Tzchar Kelim, you rented Kelim. In all of these cases, and also you have the lav, the yeshbay, the similar sol and pulus sachar, you have the locha, apolus sol and sachar. The rishonim that count the mitzvahs say that this mitzvah, biyomitit and scharoi, is one of the mitzvahs asay. The chavetz chayim and the sefer avas chesed makes a very interesting observation. He says, people are very careful to fulfill mitzvah sasei. It says the Chavetz Chaim, you'll tell a person the mitzvah is shayfer. You'll speak to a person about the mitzvah of dalaminim. Of course, a person is very anxious to fulfill those mitzvahs. Points out the Chavetz Chaim that this mitzvah of b'yomitit and tzchara is not any less of any of the other mitzvahs. If anything, it's a more serious mitzvah because it's not only a mitzvah to say, it's also, as we've been learning, accompanied with a mitzvah slice to say. Yet you don't find, says the Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, that people are so careful on it. Amosai, but now says the Mishnah, when does one violate this lav? Bezman shetavai, when the employee asks for a salary. However, loy tava, if the employee did not ask for his pay, Eina oiva lav, he's not oiva dat lav. Says the Mishnah further, him chayhu, if the employer took the responsibility of paying and he gave it to the chenvani. In other words, he told the storekeeper, I owe this, my worker, salary. He should collect from you food equal to the salary. Oyetz l'shulchani, or to the money changer, to the banker, eina oiva lav. In these cases, he's not over because he doesn't carry the responsibility. However, the Mefarshim point out that the even though the Shchenvani and the Shulchani are now appointed to pay the salary, not only are they appointed to pay the salary, they obviously accepted this responsibility, they still also will not be over Baal Tolin. Because you can only be over Baal Tolin if you hire the worker and you took on the responsibility to pay him, and to pay him, as the Torah says, in a timely fashion. If it wasn't you who hired the worker, then even though you have the responsibility to pay the worker, you don't have to, there's no Baal Tolin. Socher, if a worker says he didn't get paid, so says the Mishnah, Bizmanoi, that if it's before the time that he should have gotten paid has come, so the halacha is nishvah v'naitel. He swears that he hasn't got paid, that he has not gotten paid, and he gets paid. However, avos manoi, if it's past the time when he should have been paid, ain a nishvah v'naitel, then he has to prove that he wasn't paid, because we have the halacha that we often discuss, hamotz mechavera olav araya. However, says the Mishnah, even if the time for pay has passed, but the worker is able to bring imyesh edim shetavoy, if he could bring edim that he asked for salary and he wasn't paid, hareza nishbev neitel. Even though now it's already past the due date, here the halacha will be nishbev neitel. Gemara is going to explain this halacha. The Torah speaks about a ger toshev. The Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah daf samach dal amud beis quotes a machlokes tanoim exactly who is the ger toshev. The opinion of Rameya, a ger toshev is a nochri who accepted in front of three talmidei chachamim that he will not worship Avodah Zarah. The opinion of chachamim is that a ger toshev is a nochri who accepted upon himself that he's going to be careful with the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The Achayim say that the ger toshev is that he's going to took upon himself to fulfill all the mitzvahs. The only mitzvah he didn't take upon himself is the mitzvah of Nevelus Atreifus. He didn't take upon himself the mitzvah of Rashi, of Kashrus. Rashi explains in our Gemara like the opinion of Rameyer. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, like the Chachamim, that a ger toshev is somebody who accepted upon himself the Zayin mitzvahs bnei noach, but he adds in Hilchas Malachim Perikhes Halacha Yud Aleph an important caveat that the ger toshev that accepted to follow the Zayin mitzvahs bnei noach has to say that I'm accepting to do the Zayin mitzvahs bnei noach not because he thinks or feels that that's the right thing to do, but rather he's doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it, then the halacha is he has to keep the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei neach. Says the Mishnah, so as I said, ger toshev, when we speak about a ger toshev, says the Mishnah, yesh b'yom titin tzchoroi, even though he's not a full-fledged Jew, the did of yom titin tzchoroi applies to him. However, v'ein by mishim leiv solon pulasach etcha butker, the din of leiv solon does not apply to him. Ask the Gemara, Mani Masnisen. So Gemara asks, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Because the Gemara says, Loi Tanakama. It seems that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Tanakama, because the cut who says Machecha, as the Gemara will explain in a second, Loi, and our Mishnah is also not consistent, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who disagrees with the Tanakama. And the Gemara brings their opinions. Mahi, what is meant? The Tanya says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, "Loisashik shachar oni ve'evyoin machecha amigercha shevisharatzcha b'sharecha machecha." The Torah says that prat lacherim, that if the worker is a nachri, the din about tolan doesn't play. Gercha, we learn from here that the halacha applies to a ger tzedek. So Tosfos asks the obvious question: why do I need a Pasuk to say that the lava of Solon applies by Ger Tzedek? Of course it applies by Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is a full-fledged Jew. So Taisa says that since the Pasuk uses the words Me'achecha, I would say what the Torah means with the word Me'achecha means Me'mufcha Shebachecha, a full-fledged Jew. Or another way Taisa suggests is Me'achecha, the Loi Kolachecha. Not all Jews does this halacha apply, and we would exclude a ger tzedek. Tosfos Rosh says that if the fact that the Torah used the word machecha, it seems to be excluding somebody, and therefore we would think it's excluding a ger tzedek. Teaches us the Gemara, no, the ger tzedek is in the din of Lel Tolan. So ask the Maram Shik, so if the Rosh is saying that Malchecha is here to exclude somebody, and the Gemara is saying it's not excluding a Ger Tzedek, so who is it excluding? So it says the Maram Shik, it's excluding a Mumer. A Mumer, the Halach of Loi Solon doesn't apply by a Mumer. Eli Ela Schar Adam, Mesherecha, Zarecha Nevelus. The Ger Toshev, who is a Ger Toshev, that but he's eating non-kosher. Everybody agrees that the ger toshev is allowed to eat the nevelus and treifus. By him, that's not, this lav won't apply. Only Ella Socher Adam, only if I hire a person to work for me. Menayel rabbis behem of a kalim, that if behem of a kalim, the same halacha will apply. Tamalayim baratzecha, kol baratzecha. Anything that's baratzecha, your halacha is that is bal talim. There's a machlokes rishonim. If when you rent property, is there a din of bal talim? The Tosfos Rosh in the Torah quote the opinion of the Rama that there is no bal talim when you rent property. The Meiri, the Smag, and the Urayim are all of the opinion that there is bal talim even by property. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there is no bal talim by karka. But the Tzois makes an interesting point. He says that even though there is no bal talim on property, on the actual real estate, he says, but if you're renting a home, there says the Tzois, there would be bal talim. And the reason explains the Tzois why, because property is property. But when we speak about a house was made out of different materials. Those materials that you started off with were once not connected to the ground. Only when you built your home did they become connected to your ground. And therefore, says the Tzais, that's not the property that the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch say that there is no Baal Tolan on. Kulon says the Braisa further, by all of these people, Yisrael, Ger Tzedek, Ger Toshev, Ivrim, Bekol Hashem Salalu, you're over all these halavim. Mikan Amru. From here we learn. Echetzchar Odom, Echetzchar Behem, Echetzchar Kelim. Yeshboi Mishim B'yomitit and Scharai. V'yeshboi Hen Mishim Batol to Sachar. Yosef Yehuda Omer, Ger Toshiv. By Ger Toshiv, Yeshboi Mishim B'yomitit and Scharai. However, V'ein by Mishim Lo Solon. Behem V'kelim, Ein by Elim Mishim Batashik Bilvad. The other Yisroom don't apply. So now, after having learned these two opinions, we have to see if either of these opinions could work with our Mishnah. Mani, who's going to be the Tana? Who's going to be the Tana of our Mishnah? Itanakama, if we're going to say it's the Tanakama, the Machecha Kasha, the good question could be Ker Toshev, because the Tanakama said that all of these Surim apply by Ger Toshev, and our Mishnah, it says by Ger Toshev, we only have B'yomitit and Scharai. And if we want to suggest that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Kasha Behem B'Kalim. Because according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, by Behem B'Kalim, there's only Lo Yisashayk. And our Mishnah, it says, there's all these Surim Behem B'Kalim. Answers the Gemara, Amarava Hai Tana. Who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Tana de Beir Bishmolhi. The Tana de Beir Bishmol, Echetzchar Adam, Echetzchar Behem, Echetzchar Kalim, Yesh by Mishum Beyomitit and Scharai, Umishum Le Solon, Ger Toshev, Yesh by Mishum Beyomitit and Scharai, Umishum Le Solon, Ger Toshev, Yesh by Mishum Beyomitit and Scharai, Vem Vishum Bal Tolon. So the Tanakhama says that by Ger Toshev, all of the halachas apply. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's only Beyomitit and Scharai by Ger Toshev, And by Behem V'Kalim, there's only Lo Sashik. And Tanna Rabbi Shmuel says, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda by Ger Toshev, and Behem V'Kalim, he also like the Tanakama. My time the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama Machecha that says in all types of situations there is Baal Tolin? Says the Gemara, because Goma Socher Socher. He learns Gzeir Shova. And just like the Torah says Lo Solon Paul Socher, and the Torah says Lo Sachik Socher Oni VeEvyon. So he says they all travel together. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Lo Gam Socher Socher. He didn't learn it. The Rishonim have two ways of understanding what this means. One pshat is that he needs these psukim for other reasons. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that a Gzeirah Shavah, you could only learn a Gzeirah Shavah Shekibul Merabosov, that you learned from your Rebbe. And he didn't learn this Gzeirah Shavah from his Rebbe. Nay, ask the Gemara, as we just said, the Legama Socha Socha, he doesn't learn this Gzeirah Shavah, but why? Still, ask the Gemara, Behem V'Kelem Shem B'Yomitit and Scharam Nam Chayiv, why shouldn't you be Chayiv for B'Yomitit and Scharai? Answers the Gemara, Tana Rav Chananya Amakra, V'leisava Olav HaShemesh Kianihu. The Torah over there ends the Pasuk with the words V'leisava Olav HaShemesh Kianihu. From here we learn, Mi Shem Ba'an L'Dayanis V'Shiris, human beings that could come to be wealthy or poor, by them, there's a din about Talin, Yotz Ben V'Kelim Shem Ba'an L'Dayanis V'Shiris, that doesn't apply to them. Tanakama asked the Gemara, and that's why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda excludes Behemah V'Kelim from these halachas. So asked the Gemara, Tanakama Hai Ki Onihu Mai Avdlei, what does he use this pasuk that he includes Behemah V'Kelim? What does he use this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Ahumi Ba'ilei, he uses this pasuk to teach us the halacha, Lahagdim Oni L'Asher, that if you have two workers that you have to pay, and one is poor and one is wealthy, the halacha is that you have to pay the ani before the usher. Rav Yosef Yehuda, says the Gemara, where does Rav Yosef Yehuda learn this halacha from? Hahu, he learns it from the pasuk le'sachar shachar ani ve'avi nafkar, that the Torah singles out the ani. Why is the Torah single out the ani? You certainly have to pay a worker even if he's wealthy. It must come to teach us that the halacha is coming to teach us that you have to pay the poor person first. The Tanakama, what does the Tanakama use this pasuk for? Chad lahagdim ani l'asher. One is to teach the halacha that ani comes before an asher. Chad lahagdim ani l'evyan. There are different levels of an ani. An ani means a poor person. An evyan is a very poor person. Toiv l'chol davar. He's desperate for anything. Says the Gemara, why do we have to have both of these halachas? Yashminen, if we would have learned ani le'evyon, shum lo'kesfer le'mitvei. A evyon is used to asking people for money. And since the person is used to asking people for money, therefore, asking for the money is not that embarrassing to him. And therefore, but the ani that doesn't ever ask, so when he's not getting paid, he's embarrassed. That's why you have to give it ani before evyon. Aval usher, the cost of lamitve. By an usher, he also never asks for money. So maybe the ani and the usher, who are both not used to asking for money, should be treated the same. Emeloi. V'yashminen da'locha, that ani comes before an usher. Shun loy tzarchle. The usher, Baruch Hashem, doesn't need it. And therefore, the ani comes before him. Aval evyon. But when we speak about an ani and evyon, the tzorchle, the ani needs the money desperately. The evyon needs the money desperately. Emeloi, maybe the halacha should not be that the ani should be treated before the evyon. That's why we needed tzricha. We needed both. We needed both psukim. So says the Chesed that this is only regarding paying salary, but when it comes to paying, to lending money, he says you should lend money to the Evyon before the Ani, because the Evyon is more desperate for the money. Moreover, what's the halacha? The Gemara spoke about an Ani and an Evyon, and the Gemara spoke about an Ani and an Usher. The Gemara did not speak about an Evyon and an Usher. So the Rishash, the Avos Chesed quotes the Rishash, that when we have an Evyon and an Usher, and there's reason to say for each one of them which one should come first, the halacha is that the evyon comes first. And the Avos Chesed also says the halacha, we've quoted this Avos Chesed previously, that if you have a worker who worked for you yesterday and you couldn't pay him, and today you have another worker who you have to pay today, so for the yesterday's work, I already violated Baal Tolan. And today, I, Baruch Hashem, have the ability to pay, but I only have the ability to pay one salary, I should pay the salary of today. There's another question. If people who learn in Kailul, are they considered, how does the halacha look at them? So Ramay Shishtenbruch in the Tshuvas Venahagis says that the halacha, it depends, that if there is a responsible party in the Kailul who took upon himself to pay the workers, so then a Kailul Yungaman has the obligation, has all these halachas as well. If there is no official responsible person, that not. However, there are other achronim that say that one is really not supposed to get paid for learning. So when one is paid for learning, it's only schar b'teila. Since it's only schar b'teila, by schar b'teila, the din about tolin doesn't apply. The Tana didan, the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that by behemah v'kelim all the halachas apply, manashach. So ask the Gemara manashach. Iyal v'sachar sachar. If he learns the gzeirah shav v'sachar sachar, then the halacha ought to be afil ger toshiv nami. The halacha ought to be that by a ger toshiv all these halachas should apply based on the gzeirah shavar. If on the other hand you're going to say iloy yal v'sachar sachar behemah v'kelim menalei, answers the Gemara l'olam lo yal v'sachar sachar, and that's why all of the halachas don't apply by a ger toshiv. V'shani hasam, but regarding a behem of a kalim, the Torah says a leisalim pulasacher itcha ad boiker kol shepulasa itcha. Anybody who worked for you, you have to pay. Yochi asked the Gemara, so if that's the way you're learning the pasuk, then the halacha ought to be a fil ger toshiv nami. Amakra, that all the halachas ought to apply by ger toshiv. Answers the Gemara, amakra reyecha. Reyacha, from here we live a leger toshev. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi afil behem v'kelim nami, the halachas, they should be excluded, they're not reyacha. Answers the Gemara, k'siv itcha. So ask the Gemara, Mari Isa, l'rabbis behem v'kelim. So we have the pasuk itcha to teach us that it's not just a regular Jewish worker. We have the pasuk reyacha to exclude. Why are we including behem v'kelim? Mari isa l'rabbis behem v'kelim and l'hoitzi ger toshiv. Maybe say just the opposite. Answers the Gemara. Mistabrit behem v'kelim havale l'rabbis. It makes more sense to add to say that there's a din. The din applied by behem v'kelim. Shekin yeshnam b'klal mamar reyacha. They are still something that belongs to reyacha. Ger toshiv is Eina B'chlau Mamin Re'acha, and that's why the Tana chose to say that Re'acha excludes him.